For the leadership of Isaiah and accomplishment accompaniment by the Adeline.
我多謝咧啊，弟兄咧對我嗰個嘅即係誒，即係讚賞啦，同埋嗰個嘅意思啊。
The summer of 2019 may be a very hot and turbulent time in the political arena of Hong Kong. But it is relatively quiet and cool in the world of sports. As we have finished the World Cup last year, and no major world-renowned sports event is being held this summer. However, next summer will be different, for the Summer Olympics will be held in Tokyo.
明年的夏天就不同了，因为夏季奥运就将会继2016年在巴西举行之后，就在东京那里举行的。
Many athletes will gather there and trying to achieve their best for their countries.
很多的运动健将都将会齐集在那里，尽力为他们的国家做到最好。
It is dream of every athlete to win a gold medal in their sports events.
每一个选手其实都梦想在他们的运动项目之中赢取一面的金牌。
However, the Summer Olympics Committee is very stringent, for it only awards one gold medal in each sports event.
但夏季奥运的筹委会在每一项运动赛事里面只会颁赠一面的金牌。
As far as I know, I do not think that any one of us here will be participating in a sports that is going to be held next summer.
據我所知，我們當中就沒有任何一位會參加明年在東京舉行夏季奧運的任何項目。So
you will not get a gold medal.
所以你不但只是不會得到一面金牌。
And not only that, the overall gold medal for Canada is not that great.
而實際上，加拿大得到金牌的數目也通常不是太多。
However, allow me to make a wild proposition to you all.
但可不可以容讓我向你們提出一個比較不可思議的提議呢?
I can give you each one a gold medal of love.
就是我會給你們每人一面金牌，一面愛的金牌。
Last time when I was here preaching in the Cantonese and Mandarin worship,
上次我在這裡在廣東話和國語崇拜裡面講道,
I used Philippians 2, 1 and 2.
我是用了腓立比书第2章1-2节的。
The letter to the Philippians was written by Paul while he was suffering for the Lord in prison.
这封书信是保罗为主受苦，被困在监里面的时候，写给腓立比的信徒的。
Despite that, Paul was full of joy while writing that letter.
虽然是这样，但保罗在写这封书信的时候，仍然是充满喜乐的。
The word joy appeared 16 times in the book.
在这封书信里面，喜乐这个字出现了16次。
But only when it was mentioned on Philippians 2 verse 2 that it was stated.
但只有在第2章第2节，保罗就讲到他的喜乐。
That joy was complete.
他的喜乐是可以满足的。
As much as Paul commanded the Philippians in the efforts of spreading the gospel and involving in mission.
保罗对腓立比信徒在 傳福音和參與差傳的努力這兩方面都是讚不絕口的。
Nowhere was mentioned that the joy of Paul was complete except in that verse.
但是除了第2章第2節之外，就沒有任何地方保羅的喜樂就說是可以滿足的。
Verse 1 and 2 of Philippians 2 ran like this.
腓立比书第2章1-2节是这样讲的。
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
那里这样讲，他说，所以在基督里面，如果有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同。 有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。I
mentioned in that sermon that in these verses we found Paul's joy, or even I dare saying that God's joy is made complete by the loving and intimate fellowship of Christians.
我提到在这两节里面，保罗的喜乐，甚至说神的喜乐可以得到满足。 是因为看见基督徒彼此之间有相爱和亲密团契的生命。
And Paul seemed to mention the foundation of that fellowship is in Christ, in His grace, His truth, and His love.
保罗似乎是提到这个团契的基础呢，是在基督的里面，在基督的恩典、真理和爱心的里面。
The five actions mentioned in verse 1 has three characteristics.
在第一节里面提到的五样的行动呢，是有三个的特质的。
Focusing on the needs of others over ourselves.
就是注重其他人的需要多过自己的需要。
Emphasizing on giving out instead of receiving.
注重施予多过接受。
Dealing with emotional needs more than the rational understanding of people.
是处理第二个人的感情上面的需要是多过理性上面的分析。
Regarding the expression of this life.
对于这个生命的表达。
Paul talked about narrow-mindedness.
保罗讲到咧，系要有一样嘅心思同埋意念。
Paul did not mention about similar opinions, just narrow-minded. For narrow-mindedness has the same purpose, but we can have different opinions, different ways in achieving that same purpose.
保罗咧系冇提到咧，我哋需要有相似嘅意见，因为我哋咧只系有一个嘅目标，要达到呢一个目标就可以有唔同嘅方法嘅。
Paul also mentioned about same love, loving the same object.Our target of that affection is Christ Himself, but we can have different intensity of love.
保罗也提到要有同一种的爱心，爱同一个的对象，这个对象就是我们的主基督自己。但我们可以在生命的不同的时段有不同爱心上面的迫切度。
Lastly, Paul said that we are one in spirit, but not necessarily in gifts.
最后呢，我们在灵里面是合一的，因此是可以不同的。
Paul then continued to talk about how to get this kind of attitude in our lives.
保罗之后继续就讲到我们在生命里面怎样得到这种的态度呢？
He talked about five scopes, so to speak, of how to winning a gold medal of love.
其实呢，保罗在这里是讲到有五个的范围呢，我们可以赢取这面爱的金牌的。
In terms of resolutions, he said, do nothing out of selfish ambition.
第一个呢的范围呢，就是如何去处事了。
In terms of reputations, he said that do nothing out of vain conceit.
第二呢，就是如何去对名，如何去看看自己的名誉和声望呢？
And then in terms of how to treat ourselves or how to relax ourselves, he said that we need to be in humility.
第三就是如何全心。
And how to reflect upon our own attitude. He has told us not to, he told us to consider others better than ourselves.
如何去看自己呢？
Last but not least, in our relationship with others, he said, each of us,should look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others.
怎样去待人呢？
Let's look at this one by one.
让我们是每一样慢慢去看看。
And try to win a gold medal of love.
还有呢，试下去赢取这一面爱的金牌。
Not for Canada.
不是为了加拿大去赢的。
But for the church.
但是为了教会去赢。
And also for ourselves.
也都为了我们自己去赢的。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition.
不要呢，是为了一些自私的野心来去做事，怎样去做呢？
In the Chinese translation, the term ganging up was used.
凡事不可结党，在中文的翻译里面呢，是用了结党这个字。
What is ganging up?
结党是什么呢？
It means grouping with those who are only similar with you.
意思呢，就是只是跟那些跟你相似的人组合起来。
Grouping with those whom you are familiar with or similar to you in certain ways are natural.
其实呢，跟那些你熟悉或者在某一些层面跟你类似的人在一起呢，是自然不过的事情。
You know, after this worship,
就好像呢，崇拜结束之后
you will go for a brunch or a lunch.
你就或者呢，会出去吃东西啦。
You won't go with people that you don't know, right?
你不会跟你不识的人去的嘛。
After worship,
崇拜之后
you will talk to those you know.
你会呢，是跟那些你熟悉的人来到聊天，是不是？
And those who talk your language.
同埋咧係會同嗰啲咧係你有同一個語言嘅人嚟到傾偈。
Now, but ganging up is a little different.
但係結黨咧就有少少唔同啦。
It is a mentality of thinking that your group is more superior than others.
嗱，就係咧有一種你嘅組別好似比其他嘅組別更加優勝嘅呢種嘅思維或者諗法。
Recently, about 2 weeks ago, at least 31 people were killed in Cleveland and Texas in the States.
最近呢，在美國最少呢，有31個人呢，是被殺的。
Mass shooting in the States, tragically, is not uncommon, and it's no more news to us.
美國大規模的射殺事件呢，已經是常見的事了。對於我們來說呢，可能已經不再是新聞了。
USA has only 4% of the world's population.
美國只係佔咗世界人口嘅4%
，but owns 45% of the world's guns。
但係咧，佢係擁有世界45%嘅槍械。
I don't want to say that it is not safe, you know, in the States。
其實而家咧可以話咧喺美國任何嘅地方咧都唔係太安全。
Many of these killers shoot indiscriminately。
好多呢啲凶手咧都係冇射殺嘅對象，同埋咧係亂咁開槍嘅。
There was this survey about this gunman。
有一個咁樣嘅研究咧，即係對於呢班兇手嚇有咁樣嘅研究。
Many of them are racist, especially white supremacists。
其中有好多咧係種族歧視嘅人，特別咧係覺得白人咧係最優秀嘅。
Ganging in that category definitely is wrong。
在一個類別裏面結黨呢就一定錯了。
But are there gangs in the churches?
但在教會裏面有沒有黨派的呢？
In the Bible, there were recorded at least 3 kinds of gangs, or put it mildly, groups in the church.
在聖經裏面呢就有記載過呢3種黨派或者是組別的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12,
在哥林多前書的第一章第12節，
There were those who ganged according or ganged around leaders.
有人咧係以領袖嚟到分黨派。
Some said they belong to Paul。
有啲人就話佢哋屬於保羅。
Some Apollo。
有啲人就話佢屬於亞波羅。
Some Peter。
有啲人話佢屬於彼得。
Some Christ。
有啲人話佢屬於基督。
And secondly, there were those who ganged around or according to ministries。
喺有啲人咧喺腓立比書第一章15-17嚇，有啲人就話佢哋係以事工嚟到分黨派。
And lastly, there were those who ganged together according to their races in Galatians chapter 2:11-13.
最後咧喺加拉太書第二章11-13咧，有啲人就係以種族咧係成為一黨嘅。
As we look at this instance,
當我哋睇下呢啲例子嘅時候咧
，we discover that they were not non-Christians.
我哋發覺咧，佢哋並唔係非基督徒。
They were Christians。
佢哋正正就係基督徒。
And not only they were ordinary Christians, they were church leaders。
唔單止係咁樣樣，佢哋唔係普通嘅基督徒，卻係教會嘅領袖。
And they did not only come from churches who had problems like the Corinthian church, but churches commanded by Paul, like Philippi。
佢哋唔單止咧係嚟自有問題嘅教會，好似哥林多教會嚇，佢哋更加咧係嚟自保羅稱讚嘅教會，好似腓立比教會。
So it is easy and it is even natural for us to divide it among ourselves under certain language, age, background.
我哋好容易咧都係因為唔同嘅言語啦、年齡啦、背景嚟到分隔嘅。但係咧就好似好似咩咧？好似嗰個嘅唔同嘅言語啊，各方面嚇，我哋將自己咧係分開一組組。
But mind you, we have to always understand that we need to be divided into such groups for more strategic and structural reasons. But we are still under one church.
但我哋需要時時嘅記得咧，雖然有時候有策略性或者結構性嘅原因。去在教会里面分成不同的小组，但是请你记得我们仍然属于同一间教会。
You know, when I started serving in North America, I was serving in a Chinese church in Chicago.
当我开始在北美侍奉的时候，我在芝加哥一间华人教会服侍的。
That church in that city has a lot of Chinese at that time from Tai San, and many of them has the last name Ng.
那间教会甚至那个城市有很多来自台山的中国人，他们很多人都姓伍的。
Like 40 some years ago in that city as well as in Vancouver, Taiwanese was regarded as the official Chinese language, then later changed to Cantonese and now may be Mandarin.
就好似40多年前啊，即系嘅温哥华一样吓，台山话咧就被视为当时法定嘅中国语言，后嚟咧就变成广东话，而家咧就可能系普通话啦。
Regardless which group you are in, regardless what language, what dialect you are speaking, we need to be mindful of the others, especially in the church.
无论最大的组别是哪一个组别都好，特别在教会里面，我们是要顾念其他人的。
Do nothing out of vain conceit.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Now, regarding this part of verse 3, I see that an attitude towards our fame or reputation.
第三節的這一部分呢，我看是對自己的名聲或者是名譽的態度。
Do nothing out of vain conceit.
不要為了一些虛浮的榮耀來去做事。
When Paul talk about this, he must have some bad examples in mind.
當保羅講到這一方面的時候呢，他腦海裡面呢一定是有一些人呢是為了虛浮的榮耀而做事的。
It was very likely that they were those people he referred to in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
极有可能呢，就是保罗在腓立比书第三章一到三节所讲的那些人了。
Paul even called them dogs, which was quite a degrading term.
保罗呢，甚至贬低他们，称他们做狗。
Now, personally, I'm not sure whether that is that appropriate.
我就不知道这样的称呼是否合适的。
Just like recently, the protesters in Hong Kong were named cockroaches and the police force were named dogs.
就好像最近香港的示威人士被称为蟑螂，即是曱甴，又那些警队就被称为是狗的。
Labeling someone might not be that good a thing to do.
将标签加在别人的身上呢，其实不是一件好事。
Now, what Paul did might not be that commendable, even that reflect his extreme anger towards this group of people under the doctrine of justification by faith.
保罗所做的呢，虽然是反映了他对这班反对他极力维护因信称义神学理念的这班人的极大的怒气，但是保罗这样的标签也都是未必受到赞许的。
Well, they were Judaizers, and they believed one had to follow all the rules of the Jewish laws to be saved.
他们是犹太教的人，他们相信一个人要跟从所有的犹太的律法才可以得救。
They themselves were Jews, and they had this vain conceit.
他们自己是犹太人，他们有这种虚浮的荣耀。
They said, look at ourselves.
他们说，看看我们。
We were the chosen race.
我们是被拣选的民族。
Look at what he had done, what we had done.
看看我们做了什么。
We had been circumcised.
我们受了割礼。
Look at what we had accomplished.
你看看我们做了，成就了什么事情。
We upheld the law given to us by God.
我们高举了由神给过我们的律法。
But if we look at Paul, who stated from verse 4 of chapter 3, that if anyone else thinks that he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, he has more.
但是呢，保罗在第三章第四节那里说，喂，如果任何人觉得他有理由将自信建立在肉体上的话呢，他就有更多的理由这样做了。
Paul said he was circumcised on the eighth day as a Jew, of course.
保罗作为一个犹太人，他出生之后的第八日呢就受割礼。
And not only that, he could boast himself being the tribe of Benjamin, the tribe of the first king, Saul.
不单止这样，他可以自夸咧，话系属于便雅悯支派，亦都系第一位皇帝扫罗王嘅支派嚟嘅。
That's why he could claim himself to be a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
所以咧，佢可以称自己咧系希伯来人中嘅希伯来人。
He was the great disciple of the great Gamaliel.
佢系伟大嘅教师加马尼嘅学生。
He was a Pharisee and a devoted one.
保罗亦都是一个法利赛人，亦都忠于他的热心。
For in his zeal, he even persecuted those threatened the very existence of Judaism.
他的热心呢，甚至令他呢，残害那些威胁犹太教的人。
And he regard himself as faultless according to the law.
他认为自己在律法上面呢，是没有过失的。
I do not think too many of us, if any at all, could compare to the success of Paul, right?
我相信在我们当中就没有很多人，甚至可能没有一个人会跟保罗的成功作比较。
Yet Paul did not boast himself, for he considered his reputation and fame as vain conceit.
但是保罗呢却没有夸赞他自己，因为他看名誉和声望是虚浮的荣耀。
He continued and told us the key of that was not his life goal。
他继续说下去呢，就说他告诉我们主要是因为虚浮的荣耀呢不是他生命的目标。
His life goal was to know Christ in verse 7 and 8。
他生命的目标是什么呢？就是第七节和第八节所说的认识基督。
I consider everything a loss comparing to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord.
保罗说，比较于认识我主基督耶稣，我看万事如粪土。
Talking about Summer Olympics,
讲到夏季奥运，
A famous athlete in the past was Eric Lindell.
以往有一位很出名的运动员叫做 Eric Lindell。
He ran very fast and even he got a nickname The Flying Scotsman。
他跑得很快的，又被称为可以飞的苏格兰人。
He had trained himself so hard in the 100 dash and was the top contender of that race in the Paris Olympics。
他在100公尺短跑很努力地训练自己，
However, when the heat was scheduled to run on Sunday,
怎知呢？赛事是编排在星期日举行。
He gave up the race.
他呢就放弃了这个比赛。
It was his conviction that Sunday is a day of rest and Christians should not compete.
为什么呢？因为他觉得星期日是安息日，而基督徒是不应该在安息日那里比赛，这个信念而放弃了这个
比赛。That was his belief.
这个就是他的信仰。
And even the king of Great Britain could not convince him to change his mind.
甚至英国的皇帝都未能够说服他改变他的心意。
Now we might not necessarily agree with his stance.
我们不一定需要同意他的立场。
But his desire to put God first and not any vain glory is definitely commendable.
但是他渴望将神放在首位，而将虚浮的荣耀放在一边，却是值得我们赞赏的。
In humility,
只要全心谦卑。
Paul asked us to be humble.
嗱，保罗咧要求我们谦卑。
He later gave us an example to follow, Jesus Christ himself.
之后咧，佢俾咗一个嘅榜样我哋去跟从嘅，就系基督耶稣自己啦。
Paul warned us to be humble, but he did not ask us to look down upon ourselves.
保罗希望我们谦卑，但他没有要求我们看低自己。
Being humble and looking down upon oneself is different.
谦卑和看低自己是不同的。
The latter is an attitude of degrading yourself, thinking you do not worth anything and nothing worthwhile can be achieved by you.
后者是一种看轻自己，觉得自己是不值一文，同埋咧系冇乜嘢即系值得成就嘅事情。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7，
喺提摩太后书嘅第一章第七节，话俾我哋听。
God gave us a heart of courage, love, and perseverance。
神俾我哋嘅系一个刚强仁爱同埋谨守嘅心。
And also in Matthew chapter 5 verse 37，
跟住咧耶稣喺马太福音第五章三十七节话俾我哋听。
Jesus told us to say yes.To yes and no to no.
他告诉我们，是就说是，不是就说不是。
We need to evaluate ourselves appropriately. If we can do it, then acknowledge it. But if we cannot do it, don't boast about it.
意思就是什么呢？我们需要适切的来到去评估自己。如果我们可以做到的，就承认咯。但是做不到的，那也都不要夸赞自己。
So being humble is an attitude that you know your strength as your weakness.
谦卑是一种你认识自己的强项和弱点的态度。
Being that one will not see yourself more than you shall.
这个谦卑的人呢，是看自己不会过于所当看的。
On the other hand, you will try to affirm and even elevate others.
另一方面呢，你是会尝试去肯定和提升第二个人。
Now, of course, you do not do it up to a point that you flatter others.
当然啦，你不会做到一个地步呢去奉承其他人。
Flattery is actually a very selfish act because what you are doing is trying to achieve something at the expense of others by telling something you know is being exaggerated and not true.
奉承的说话呢，其实是一种很自私的行为，因为你所做的是对一个人讲出一些你知道是夸 夸大同埋唔真实嘅说话，而呢个行为或者呢啲说话咧，对嗰个人咧系冇益处嘅。
But affirming others is injecting positive energy onto those around you.
但系肯定其他人咧，就却系将正面嘅动力放住喺你周围嘅人身上边。
Humility is not denying what you have, rather it is an attitude that you will not look down upon others because of what you know and what you own.
嗱，谦卑咧唔系否认你所拥有嘅嘢，却系咧一种唔会因为你拥有某啲嘢而睇低第二个人呢一种嘅态度。
A humble person will seek and appreciate the strength of others.
一个谦卑嘅人咧系会寻找同埋欣赏其他人嘅强项。
Understanding his own shortcomings.
明白佢自己嘅缺陷。
But willing to cooperate with others.
但系愿意咧同第二个人去合作。
Willing to go an extra miles for those who are weak.
甚至咧系愿意为比较软弱嘅人咧多走几步嘅。
Someone once said it is possible to be too big for God to use, but never too small for God to use you。
嗱，有人曾经咁样讲，系话神可能咧因为你太巴闭啦，所以就用唔着你。但系咧，却系唔会因为你太过谦卑到一个地步咧，神系用唔着你嘅。
In Germany, there was this teacher that whenever he came into the classroom.
在德国呢曾经有一位的老师、啊、每一次去进入课室教书的时候呢
He would first bow to the students.
他会呢首先向学生呢鞠躬的。
Many were surprised of his action.
很多人对他这个行动呢都很惊讶。
To that he answered.
他就这样答了。
For I do not know who may come out from this group of students.
他因为我不知道在这班学生里面呢会有什么人成为我尊敬的伟人。
So I better honor them before they become great when I still have a chance.
所以呢我现在最好就先在他们成为伟人之前呢是对他们作出尊重，因为我未必有机会表示尊重。
We may not think every teacher needs to do that.
我们未必觉得每一个老师都需要这样做的。
But indeed he was right because he was the teacher of Martin Luther.
但实际上呢他的想法是对的，因为他是马丁路德的老师。
Reflection. Consider others better than ourselves.
各人看别人比自己强。
You know, there's a Chinese expression stating that writers or learned scholars tend to despise each other.
中文呢有一句说话呢讲到作家呢或者是有学识的学者呢就会轻视其他的作家和学者的。
Well, it is common in the world of academia.
这个在学识界的做法是很普通的。
Well, my writings are usually the best.
时时都觉得我所写的东西才是最好的。
We might not be scholars, we might not be writers.
我们未必是、作家或者有学识的学者。
Yet we always rate ourselves higher than we actually are.And even better than others.
但是我们时时都会将自己评价高过我们实际的能力的。
It is easier to look down upon others than to elevate others.
看低第二个人呢就总是比提升第二个人来得容易。
Well, in a sense, that is natural.
但很自然的、哦。
Because it really depends on what angle or perspectives you are taking.
因为在乎你采取哪个角度的。
For example, if you are 6 feet tall,
举个例啊，如果你六尺高
，How can you see someone shorter than you higher？
你点可以睇一个比你矮嘅人高过你呢
？If you are a college graduate，
如果系一个大学毕业生
，How can you see someone better educated if the other person only graduated from elementary school？
如果你大学毕业生，你系点样睇一个只系小学毕业嘅人系一个更加有学识嘅人呢
？If you are a rich man，
如果你系一个有钱人
，You definitely are richer than a beggar。
咁你一定比一个乞衣有钱啦。
So what did Paul really mean here when he said consider others better than yourself？
咁所以其实保罗喺度话各人要睇别人比自己强系咩意思呢
？There were these two ladies in chapter 4 that Paul asked them to agree with each other in the Lord。
嗱喺第四章咧就提到有两个嘅女士，保罗咧就要求佢哋喺主里边咧系同心嘅。
I suppose when Paul said in verse 4 of chapter 2, he might have them in mind.
我就觉得咧，当保罗写到第二章第四节嘅时候咧，佢可能谂到呢两位嘅女士。
Agreeing with other means seeing others' opinions, if not better than yours, at least is as good as yours.
同第二个人同心嘅意思咧， 是看第二個人的意見，就算不是好過你自己的意見，你都最少好似你的意見咁好。
So one can take a more positive attitude towards the other opinion.
嗱，以致呢一個人咧可以對其他嘅意見採取比較正面嘅態度。
It is easy to think what you come up with is the best.
嗱，我哋好容易就會認為咧自己諗到嘅嘢咧就係最好噶啦。
And forget there can be some other considerations you have not taken seriously a point.
嗱，忘記咗咧，其實你並冇認真嘅去考慮其他嘅想法。
Furthermore, Paul was also talking about the church business.
嗱，保罗咧进一步就讲到教会嘅事工啦。
It was also possible that he was referring to a situation that in a church we were under someone who in the secular world were not superior or even inferior to us in terms of many things。
嗱，保罗咧讲到教会事工嘅时候咧，佢讲到教会一啲嘅情况，就系从俗世嘅角度，就好似背景啊、教育啊、资产啊、学养啊。家庭成就等等嚟去睇咧，有人咧佢哋系唔会高过我哋，甚至咧系比我哋低嘅。
They might be, you know, inferior to us in terms of their background, education, assets, intellectual ability, family achievement, but we were under them.
嗱，虽然佢哋咧系比我哋低喺各方面都，但系咧我哋要喺佢哋之下。
And they had the authority to, in a sense, rule over us, and we should still consider them.As God ordained leaders over us.
嗱，我哋喺佢之下咧，我哋要让佢哋咧系管治我哋，睇佢哋咧系神喺我哋之上所设立嘅领袖。
I know in a democratic society.
我知道喺一个民主嘅社会里边。
We usually operated in a way that appeals to the crowd.
我哋通常咧都以迎合群众嘅方法咧嚟到去做嘢嘅。
Majority rules.
所謂大多數管治嘛。
In a digital society,
在一個數碼化的社會裡面,
we appeal to those who have access to more knowledge and more learned or educated.
嗱，我哋會迎合嗰啲咧有辦法得到更多嘅知識、更多嘅學習同埋更受教育嘅人。
But we have to realize that God do so differently.
但我哋需要知道啊，神可能有唔同嘅做法嘅、哦。
The church is not a place to express our ego and kill others' opinions。
教会咧唔系一笪咧表达我哋嘅自我同埋扼杀其他人意见嘅地方。
We need to be humbled and consider others' opinions as worthwhile as our own。
我哋需要谦卑，考虑其他人嘅意见同你嘅意见有同样嘅价值。
You know, there is this Aesop fable about a crow.
有一個預言係咁樣講到關於一隻烏鴉嘅。
He saw an eagle flying down from a high cliff and took hold of a very small squirrel.
佢睇見一隻嘅鷹啦，喺好高嘅懸崖嗰度咧飛落嚟，就捉到一隻好細嘅松鼠。
He wanted to imitate that.
佢想模仿。
He fly very high up.
佢咧飛得好高。
And look down at the meadow.
咁啊，望见个平原。
There was a group of sheep。
啊，平原上边有一群羊喺度吓。
So he fly down。
咁佢就飞落嚟啦。
Trying to get one sheep。
咁咧想话咧捉一只羊。
But without enough strength。
但系佢唔够力气。
He was trapped by the wool of the sheep。
佢甚至咧俾啲羊毛缠住佢。
The shepherd came out。
咁牧羊人出嚟。
Took all of him。
咁咧捉住呢一只乌鸦。
Taking this crow home。
咁啊，带咗呢只乌鸦翻屋企。
He killed it and make a good soup out of it.
劏咗佢，咁咧就用嚟煲汤。
The son of the shepherd asked curiously his father.
咁咧牧羊人嘅仔咧就好好奇咁问佢个爸爸啦。
What kind of bird was that?
咁呢只系咩雀嚟噶
？The shepherd said.
咁嗰个牧羊人就话啦。
I think he's just a crow.
我谂啊，佢只不过只乌鸦咋。
But he think himself being an eagle.
佢以为自己系一只鹰啊。
What do we see ourselves?
我哋点样睇自己啊
？A crow or an eagle？
一只乌鸦，亦或一只鹰咧
？An eagle who thinks being a crow or vice versa？
一只以为自己系乌鸦嘅鹰啊，亦或系倒翻转嘅谂法咧
？Lastly，
最后啦
，In our relationship with others，
啊，我哋同人之间嘅关系方面咧
，Verse 4 states，
第四节嗰度咁讲
，Each of you should look。Not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
各人不要单顾自己的事，亦都要顾别人的事。
Now the Chinese literally translates as not only look into the matters of your own。
中文的翻译呢，文字上好像就说呢，不单止你要顾定自己的事。
Which can be interpreted as being nosy, trying to peep into the business of others.
亦都可以呢，睇为呢，即係好多事有诸事啊，要睇埋第二个人嘅嘢。
Now, of course, you know, the English translation is better, is look not only to your own interest.
嗱，英文嘅翻译呢就好啲嘅，就係呢，唔单止呢係要顾念你自己对你有益嘅嘢，或者你有兴趣嘅嘢。
But also to the interest of others.
亦都咧係對第二個人有益處嘅嘢。
A writer once wrote，
有一位作者咧曾經咁樣寫
about this generation。
對於呢一個世代嘅人咁樣寫法。
Not necessary to the young people。
唔係同班後生嘅人咁講。
But to the people who live in this age， including every one of us here。
係對咧呢一個世代裏邊嘅人，每一個人咁樣講。
The clothes。Warned by this generations are not handmade by their mothers anymore.
呢个世代嘅人所着嘅衫咧，唔再系由妈妈亲自缝制噶啦。
And they are merely wearing shoes. They are not merely wearing shoes, but brand names, limited editions.
佢哋着嘅鞋咧系名牌嘅，同埋限量版嘅。
This generation might not work hard and save for a rainy day.
这个世代的人呢，是不是很努力去工作，也都不会为将来的需要来到去储蓄的。
All they can think of is how to get rich fast.
他们所想的是怎样更加快的成为一个暴发户。
They do not yield and allow others to go first.
他们不会让步的，他们不容许第二个人先行的。
Instead, they have to be the first to get in the car and do not want to be the last to disembark.
相反呢，他们需要成为第一个进入去驾车的人，也都不想自己是最后一个人离开。
As mentioned just now,
就好像刚才所提过的。
When the weather is hot,
天气热的时候呢，
fans are not enough,
风扇已经不够了。
And air conditions must be on,
冷气呢一定要开的。
Wasting rice that are planted with diligence is nothing new.
他们浪费要很努力才种得出来的米饭呢，已经不是一件新事了。
And bread has to have the size cut before being devoured. And cakes can be thrown away if they do not taste good or being too sweet.
面包呢就要切了四边的皮才吃的。如果蛋糕不好吃呢，就丢了它啦。
This is a me generation.
这个是我的世代。
And every one of us here sometimes fall into that trap.
我哋有时咧，每一个人啊都有咁嘅机会咧，系进入呢一个嘅陷阱嘅里边。
But Paul wants us to look on the interests of others.
但系咧，保罗系要我哋咧去关心其他人。
May these five things, five trainings,
愿意呢五种嘅训练。
Can really help us to win a gold medal of love in this church.
真的能够帮助我们在这间教会里面赢取一个爱的金牌。
Let us pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Our dear Heavenly Father in God, our dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you because you have given us guidelines to follow in our life, in our fellowship.In our dealing with ourselves, with others, and how to win a gold medal of love in the church. We admitted that many times. We try to gain vain glory. We try to look down upon others.We many times do not really show courtesy and humility. Help us. 亲爱天父，我们来到你面前，我们承认很多时候在我们同人的交往，我们都会不自觉的是看低人。 或者以自己嘅事行先，忘记咗你对我哋嘅教导，求你帮助我哋，俾我哋更加晓得点样嘅嚟到去跟随你，点样嘅嚟喺教会，喺我哋同人嘅相处当中，喺工作嘅场所里边，我哋能够真系以爱相待，奉主名求，阿门。